Fretheme Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66 Berlinale, and today I'm with Thomas Basileschi, who's here with his United States of Love screening here in competition. So, how did it all start, the idea of the film?
When I was thinking, before I wrote the film, and I was thinking about my new project, I started thinking about my parents, and, you know, about their life. And as a grown person, you know, I realized that they had totally different choices than I have now. They grew up in a communism, you know, communism structured them as people, as grown persons. So that's why, you know, like, I went back somehow to their memories, to their experiences, and went back to 1990. And this is the time I remember also from my life, because I was 9 at that time when communism collapsed in Poland. So it was like also kind of honor, you know, to my parents to choose this time and go back there, you know, to use this kind of characters, because really I truly believe that their life was much harder than the life I have now.
From what I know, from what I read, after the end of socialism, the common feeling was hope, but in this film there's no hope or positive feeling whatsoever. So why is that?
Because United States of Love, it's not a political movie. I ran away from politics and from this, like, freedom euphoria, because I don't remember it. I was too little to be a part of this political experience, you know. More I experience, you know, first episode of Thunderbirds on television, or first German commercials on the satellite. You know, I still remember, like, when I was a kid and watched Bounty, this candy bar commercial. It was like beautiful island, tropical island, and I remember this woman. She was like eating this candy bar, and I thought that I will never see this kind of a place. I will never experience such a candy. I know it's a now it sounds silly, but this was my, you know, transformation process, and I wanted to focus on human emotion, human like everything that's like is with human and very personal, but go back to that time and put that time in the background actually of the film, and use it for the atmosphere. And I always choose broken characters.
But I noticed that the women, your women in the film, they still suffer, and it's not from socialism, from communism, they still suffer.
I wouldn't go to the socialism when I would describe my characters, because if you look on my previous films, you will find that my characters are broken as well, and it's like it's the plot of the films takes place nowadays. So broken people, broken characters, it interests me the most, because I believe when they are on the corner or on the edge, somehow it's, for me, it's easier to go, not easier, but like I can reach the deepest points of their soul and their heart. That's why I break them all the time. The minute they are happy, I break them again. So what I try, you know, do in my films, I don't want to give any answers to audience. I don't think that they should listen, you know, they have to take, like, have opinion with my opinion, if I can say that, but I want to move them. I want to put my finger in their heart and leave them with it. So I believe this is the way I can reach the audience and leave the film with them. And what happens with the film? It's like I can do anything about it, but I hope this is the way to put my characters and the film inside of the audience.
Is there a particular reason why you chose these obstacles?
No, it was like when I was writing the script, you know, like which is like one of my favorite process of filmmaking, actually, just writing, because I always write for myself. I was just looking for, as you said, obstacles, but there, I was searching for their lives, you know, and this is what I ended up with. It's, you know, like I don't have a concept when I make a film. I make films with my intuition, like write, direct, how I work with the crew. I always use my intuition. Very often I cannot explain it. Very often I'm terrified because of it, but I always trust it, because I believe that if I'm gonna be honest and I will tell the truth in my film, there is a chance that someone will feel it, you know, and someone will give me his heart to put my finger in his heart, you know. And for this kind of cinema, I believe this is the only way, you know, because me as a director does not make one movie. I think it's a process, you know, to become true to the audience, you know, and this is the only way to move them. This is what I believe.
Most of your protagonists in the film are women. So why did you choose to tell this story and this moment of Poland's history through women?
You know, I remember this time, this transformation time, only with women. Because after communism collapsed, my father left to U.S. to work, because his biggest dream was to buy an apartment in Warsaw, so he could move my whole family to Warsaw, because he knew that me and my sister were gonna have better opportunities there.
But he came back then, 3 years later.
Yeah, he came back 3 years later, but we were separated for 3 years, just like Marzena's husband. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you remember that scene, she's watching her husband. This is my father. This is original tape. This is original tape my father recorded for us that time. So, you know, I was left with my mom and my older sister. So in my house, there were only women. My mom, her friends, my sister and her friends, you know. So I remember this time, this transformation time, through women's eyes. That's why, you know, I chose women. But in my movies, women interest me the most. I believe they have such a mystery. They are so complex, and I believe I can find so many layers in the emotion of women. So I just want to make my characters women. It just interests me just the most. I cannot explain it. It's just I don't make comedies. I don't know why. I just do drama. And I love to have women as my heroes.
I also leave these mysteries unsolved.
Yes. Yeah, because I don't want to give any answers. I believe it's better to finish movie earlier than too late, you know? And if I want to portrait people. When you see United States of Love, you will see I cut in and cut out. The process of their emotion is the most most important thing, not the answers, not, you know, solutions. you as the audience has to give your own solutions for my characters.
When you're working, you're writing the characters of your stories, do you need to give them like a beginning and an end and then you cut?
It's in the, every film different solutions. For this movie, I had the end, yes. but it was also like an open end. I just cut it like, I don't know, a bit earlier. But I've never written like a closed script. I mean like with the end, like a proper end. It just doesn't interest me. I rather leave it open. I rather leave it broken, without any answers.
Can you elaborate more on the photography of the film? Because I noticed that all the images are, the photography is decolorized without being cold. So how did you work on that?
You know, I the DOP of the film is amazing, amazing, talented, Oleg Mutu, Romanian DOP. He did like my master movies, like
4 months,
3 weeks, 2 days. But also Woźnica's movie, My Joy, which I love totally. So I've always wanted to work with Oleg, and. And I was really happy because he grew up in communism as well, and that was very important for me. And it was important for me that it wasn't Polish communism. So we wanted to portrait like the land after communism. And when we started to talking about that period of time, how we remember it, all of a sudden we realized that we have no colors in our memory, you know? It wasn't like we decided, okay, let's do this, it's going to be so arty, you know? No, we just remember this time like that. And it was like very natural for us to go just like, okay, let's desaturate the film, you know? Because it was that reality, actually. This is how it was. For me, it was very important that to do it in master shot, because I believe that every cut in a film brings illusion, and I don't want illusion. To put my finger in your heart, but I have to try to break the wall between the screen and the audience. This kind of cinema I want to make. I want to grab you and put you in there, if I can, you know? And doing that with master shots, I believe it's the only way to do it, you know? Because all of the sudden, the camera becomes audience eyes. And you are the witness of those situation. But I love flat shots, you know? I love empty walls. So I used it a lot, but we combined with Oleg's style as well with the camera, which is like almost on the neck of the character, which was very important to me because the story is so claustrophobic, the emotions are so claustrophobic. So I told Oleg that I won't have this sensation that the audience almost breathe on my character's neck. So we try to be like so close to them very often, to break this wall, to do everything to break distance between audience and our characters.
Why did you decide for the title United States of Love?
You know, United States of Love, it's not only love. For me, it's the all emotions my characters have. It's pain, it's alienation, it's also hope, it's also love, but like everything that's from the emotional side that is in the film, it's in this world, love, and they are, my characters are united in these emotions. So it was actually very natural for me to to bring United States of Love, to combine them and to unite also my characters with the audience, that audience who's gonna will feel those emotions or felt those emotions in their life, you know.
Can you tell me more about the scene and the scene when one of your protagonists, a woman, is dining with her birds, the pink birds? That's a fascinating image, so I wanted to know more.
Yeah, because, you know, like, she was so lonely. When I thought about Renata, I always felt she has to be so lonely in an image, but so lonely in a as a character, that it breaks the heart, you know? And I felt, you know, that she has so much love in her, which she never gave to anyone, that she has to create her own world. And she create in this concrete building a little jungle. This is her space. This is actually those flowers and those birds. It's her inside. For me, this is her beauty, because, like, I believe, like, I see them as a beautiful people, broken in a moment of huge crisis, but beautiful people.
But you also leave this character unsolved. I mean, her feelings towards the young woman could be feelings of love or attachment, a mother-daughter kind of relationship.
Yeah, but does she? This is the question to you, the audience. I don't want to answer this. And amazing thing is that people actually, when they see the film, some of them say it's a kind of love affair, but the others say it's a mother-daughter relationship. Or some say it's both. You know, so it was very important for me to build this film that way, to build this film to audience could interpretate by through their own feelings. They're gonna take whatever they need from the film, and that's why they're gonna make film theirs, and this is very important to me.
Have your mom or parents watched the film?
Not yet. You know, like, I didn't show the film to no one yet. My father knows that he's in a film, but, like, just want to say that the original team is minus porn.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't send it with porn. I made it up. So, like, I'm very excited to show it to my parents, you know. I think it's going to be emotional for them. They had to deal with the new reality, which was amazing, but also very challenging for them.
Thank you, Thomas Basileschi, director of United States of Love, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.